another thing about those days, too, you really enjoyed very much, and that was taking ashes out. You know, especially out of fireplaces or the stove, wherever it might be, and you'd shovel those ashes, and they would get all over the place, and the dust would settle, ash dust would settle on it, and you'd have to wipe it off then. And 9 times out of 10, when you start out with it, you'd hit something with a coal scuttle and splash them all over the floor, and then you'd have to come back and clean them up. Well, we've come along quite a bit from that, and I remember, too, back during those days that we didn't have any screens back in the early days. Nothing to keep anything out, that is, flies, anything else, and you didn't have any kind of air conditioning. You had nothing except just the weather. That's what you had to contend with. No insulation to go in the ceiling, walls, or anything like that. It was just a straight seal, and some people were lucky enough to have it papered. Some of them painted, some of them didn't do anything. And then you had the roof up there, and that sun coming down then, I believe it got a little hotter than it does now. But anyhow, hitting that house, it got pretty warm. And then another thing you didn't have, you didn't have any paved roads, you had all dirt roads. And every time a wagon or a buggy come by, that dust fogged up. I remember when we used to get up in the morning, and we would make up the bed. Of course, the windows was open, no screens or nothing, and you'd make up the bed, and then you'd get another sheet, and you'd put it over the top of the bed and cover it with it so that the dust that come in that day would settle on this sheet. Well, you say, well, why didn't you close the windows? Well, if you closed the windows, you had a hot box showing up in. And on because the sun shining down also, it would settle on this sheet. Then when you come in at night and get ready to go to bed, of course, the first job you had was to light the lamp. And if you never tried, had a lamp or never tried to read by one, well, you can't appreciate electric lights like you should. You should try a lamp just a few times anyhow, just see how it works. Anyhow, we would have to fold this sheet back and take it very carefully so we wouldn't scatter that dust any more than possible. And fold it back and then take it outside and dust it good to get that dust off of it. And then we'd get ready for bed, you see. Well, back in those days, of course, there were such things as prowlers. We had them, but they didn't live long because people was ready all the time for them. And if they got in, they'd get in sometimes in one or two places, but they first met the Waterloo because, as I say, they just didn't stay here long. And that broke up. And another thing, we had dogs, and that helped to protect the place while it was open.